ਹਮ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ। There was a young man and he fell in love with a woman, and his friends would ask him, how do you love that person? You do not know her, nor she is good looking. So how is it that? So he said, even I don't know, but I truly love her. So his friends told him, did you ever talk with her? And he said, no. So they said, okay, but you should talk with her at least once. Even that woman knew that he loves, but then when he talked with her, she rejected him. His friends thought that he will get depressed, give way to addictions, but then he was happy, he was not depressed. And he was asked, how is it so? So he said, I have not lost anything. I lost the person who never loved me, but she lost someone who really loved her. So I am not the loser. In fact, she is the loser. It was a very short story, but tells something deep. Love is a very beautiful emotion, very divine emotion, a spiritual emotion. And when somebody loves us and we don't recognize its value, probably we are the loser. That person is not the loser. We are the loser. When somebody is loving us and we reject that love, and no one else in the whole world can love us as intensely, as passionately as God loves us. So His love is the supreme. His love is the highest. His love knows no bounds. His love is selfless. So yesterday's Murli, which was the revised or the recorded Murli of 18 January 2007. So Baba mentioned about love at multiple places, whether that is love for Murli or whether that is love for Baba in terms of fulfilling his hopes or being lost in love in him. So Baba saw two types of children. Who were they? They were lovely and lovelin. Lovelin is a mixed word, neologism it is. Newly coined word, mixing two languages, English and Hindi, to be lost in love. So Baba said he saw two type of children, lovely and lovelin, those who are lost in love. And then Baba heard two songs. One song is sung by children and another song Baba is singing. What song children are singing? My Baba. And what song Baba is singing? My child, my children, my lovely children, they are the crown of Babdadas. Baba saw two type of garlands. One garland which you are putting around his neck, another garland he is putting around our neck. So which is our garland? It's a garland of pearls of love, which we are putting around his neck. And which garland he is putting around us? His arms of love. They are like garlands. Then there are two type of planes, flights. Love and mind. You have come here in the plane of mind. You have come here in the plane of love. In two forms. Which were our two forms? Avyakta form and angelic form. You have come here in two forms. Which day? This day again has two names. Smriti Divas and Samarthi Divas. This is the day of remembrance and this is the day of strength. So, at the onset of the Murli, Baba saw two type of children. Two types. Those who are loveful, those who are loving, those who are lovely, and those who are lost in his love. At another point of time, towards the end of the Murli, Baba said, one is to love and another is to fulfill that love. And Baba was talking for Murli. There are children who say that we love the father, but when it comes to listening Murli, they say sometimes. So Baba calls that love not the real love. So there are always songs which are being played out. We are singing the automatic, that song is coming out from our heart, my Baba. And in return, Baba is also singing the song for us. We are putting garland around his neck. He in turn is putting garland around our neck. We come here by flight of love, by that aeroplane of love, or the aeroplane of mind. At another point of time, Baba is also remembering those mothers in bondage who are not here, who are far away, but those who mothers who are remembering the father with lot of love. And Baba said, Baba is responding even to those bandheli, those who are in bondage. So love, mind, plane and plane of love. You have reached here in two forms, avyakta roop and farishta roop. Parishta, angel, those who are already there. Avyakta, probably those who are not there and they are sitting far away. And this day is not just the day of remembrance, but it is the day of strength. Then Baba told about Smriti. Smriti is awareness. Do you have the list of Smritis, the list of awareness? And what was the first Smriti, first awareness that Baba described? You are the most fortunate soul as you were a cycle ago. As you were a cycle ago. And this Smriti and this remembrance has done few things. What are those things? This Smriti has made you Paramatma, Atma Vimani, soul conscious. And this soul consciousness has made you to realize that whatever is father's is mine. And Baba gave the example of my body. When you say that my body, is it? It's so easy to remember. It's no difficult. There's no difficulty when you say something is mine. So in the similar manner, all the treasures of father are mine. So with that authority, one should say that he is mine, his treasures are mine, his everything is mine. And when this mine thing comes, everything becomes easy. So Baba has given you this smriti. This is the day of love, Baba said. This is the day of love. And in love, there is no difficulty. In love, there is no effort. And love makes everything very easy, sahaj. So this is the day of love. So Baba asked different questions. How many of you remained sahaj yogi, easy yogi, at least on this day? Did you have any difficulty in remembering the Father, at least on this day? Raise your hands. So Baba loves to see the raised hands. And then he said, how was this day? Maya free? Did you give holiday to Maya? Or she was still there? Baba gave four names to this year, 2007. Pyara, loving, Nyara, detached, free from effort, free from problems, Mehnat Mukt, Samasya Mukt. And Baba told to celebrate this day as Mukti Varsh, as the day of freedom. Why? Because the world is suffering. Because there are problems in the world. There is unhappiness. There is sorrow in the world. And you have to become the bestower of freedom, liberty, mukti to the worldlings. And unless and until you become free, you cannot free others. So you have to become free yourself by becoming companion with the Father and then free the world. Don't you listen to the cries of peacelessness, of sorrow the world is having. So this year, Baba gave four names to this year. Then file, oath, and final. Baba said, your file is piling up. What is it? It is having lot of pledges, lot of oaths, lot of resolutions. But now you have to make those files complete. No matter what you have to do, you may have to stoop down, transform yourself, tolerate, do anything, but you have to transform yourself. Do anything, but you have to transform yourself. Don't let this file continue in the next year, in this year, which is the day of freedom, Mukti Varsh. And there is one language which is the problem, which is creating bondage in this freedom. Which is that language? Not like this, but like that. Not this way, but that way. Baba said, get rid of this language. Not this, not that. This is a language of excuses. This is a language of pretext. Lame excuses. Baba doesn't like that language. So Baba said, get rid of that language. Then, one addition. Make one addition. What is that addition in your service? You are already doing service. Service is very good. But now you have to make one addition. Three in one. Yeah. With love and cooperation, now do the service. You are doing the service, but now all the three things should become one. What are the three things? Service through the mind, service through the speech, and service through your actions with love and cooperation. So three things should come together. That will be a addition in your service. Make this addition. And here also Baba gave a little more explanation, saying, don't give up that language. This happened, that happened, because of this, because of that. Don't give any excuses. Make this new addition in the new year. Then, children asked, when is this destruction taking place? Kab tak? When? So in return of that question, in answering that question, Baba asked his question. Now you tell how much time you want to get rid of old language, to go get rid of your old gate of laziness, bitterness. When you will get rid of that language, that old gate, chal? First you tell me, then I will tell you. I am ready to go do it right now, in 1 second. But first you tell that when you will get rid of that old language of excuses, that old behavior, old manners of laziness, old manners, old language of bitterness. Once you get rid, then immediately I will be doing my task. But first you tell. When? Once you tell, then I will tell. And Baba said, Baba has got a big TV. He can see the whole world in it. Baba has got a very big TV, television, where he can see the whole world into it. So he knows everything. So he also counted televisions, how many are there. And he also said that, take the photograph and you can send me. How will you send him? So he talked about the television which he is having. That means that he knows everything, he sees everything. There is nothing which is in us and which is hidden from him. He has knowledge of everything. There is nothing which is hidden. And this point has been taken by Baba multiple times, that you don't have to hide anything, nothing. Be very much transparent. Be very much clear in front of him, at least in front of him. If you want to hide from the world, from the Brahmin family, it's fine. But you should not hide anything from him at least. Because he is the knower of everything. He is the ocean of all the knowledge. Bab Dada's hope. What is that hope? That you get rid of Karan and you get rid of problems. This is what Baba wants. He doesn't want us to be the embodiment of problems, but he wants us to be the embodiment of solutions, samadhan, swarup. He doesn't want us to be the embodiment of reasons, but he wants us to be the embodiment of solutions, nivaran, swarup. That is Bab Dada's ash hope. That's what Baba wants. Next, Baba talked about advance party. Baba talked about two dadis, and Baba talked about head of the departments of Madhuban, and he told everyone this advance party is asking when is the date, and Baba said, dadis you tell, and Baba said, the head of the departments you tell, the in charges, the zone in charges, now you tell when is the date. And Baba has already told, what was Baba's answer to advance party? When it will happen? As early as possible. So our answer he has given on his part, that this opening the gate will happen as early as possible. Then Baba talked with Gujarat and he gave them one task. What is that task? You have to become number one in service through the mind. They will speak and you give sakash from behind. These were the two homeworks. Let others be the speaker. But what is your task? Sakash giver. You be the bestower of sakash. Let them speak, you stand behind and give sakash. And be other sevas, you are doing very good, very nicely. But now become number one in Mansa Seva, in service through the mind. That was with Gujarat group. Then Baba talked with double foreigners. What did he say to them? Two very important things. You have to become living museum. Your face, whatever is there, different sadhan, all these things on the face should be your lips. Everything should become museum, living museum. That's one. And second, you have to have subtle realization. Sukshma, subtle realization. So this is a very good topic for churning, subtle realization. So that was Baba talking with double foreigners. 17th point. Baba talked with those who came from West Bengal for flower decoration. And what did he say to them? Even in the world, people do decorations, but they do it as duty, and you do it with love, and that's the difference. And return of your love, Baba is giving you multi-million times love for whatever service you have done. And the last point, 18th. Baba remembered those who are not present in front, Bandhelis. Those who are in bondage, Baba said, even their remembrance come to me. And Baba at last talked about love for Murli. So there are those who love and there are those who fulfill that love, Nibhana. So to love Murli is to love Murli there. And there's those who say that sometimes we listen. Baba says that your love is not the real love. You come in the category of those who love, but there are those who fulfill the love. They are different. So these are total 18 points from yesterday's Murli. So the crux of the Murli is, or we can take few homework from this, is keep this smriti, awareness what I have achieved in this Brahmin life. Point number 7. Then, about this file of pledges, Baba said, no matter what you have to do, even if you have to stoop down, you have to tolerate, you have to transform yourself. Whatever you have to do, do it. And then, regarding this double foreigner, subtle realization, sukshma realization, this subtle realization is what you have to do. And then last, to come in the categories of those who will fulfill the love, who do not just love, but those who fulfill the love. So this Murli finished. Now you have 2 days of Vyakta Murli again in front of you. So there is a lot of food to digest, to assimilate. And sometimes we suffer from indigestion, spiritual indigestion. Hardly one has read this and now new thing has come. Now to read that or read 2 days, that is again a question. And Baba says, if you don't do, you will come in the category of those who just love, not those who fulfill the love. Om Shanti.